The collapse and takeover of Bear Stearns wiped out billions of dollars in shareholder value in a matter of days. The investment bank's employees were some of the biggest losers. But NPR's Scott Horsley reports that a number of large mutual funds also saw the value of their Bear Stearns holdings plummet.
Bear Stearns employees owned about 30% of the company's stock, and there was a strong culture of employee buy-in. Today, those 14,000 employees are worried not only about their jobs, but also their savings. On Wall Street, it's not unusual for bonuses and retirement contributions to be paid in the form of company stock. Financial planner Greg Sullivan says the cliff dive that Bear Stearns shares took is a painful reminder that bank employees should follow the advice they give clients and diversify.
Some of those people are going to have to start all over. You get people with not just a few thousand dollars of their wealth in there, but, you know, tens of millions. And these are smart, wealthy people that just went down financially. You know, they took a lifetime building it up, and it just took a week for it to disappear.
Some big mutual funds also lost big, betting on Bear Stearns. Vanguard's Windsor II fund owned millions of shares. Windsor II is a so-called value fund that looks for stocks that may be out of favor in the market and therefore priced too low. Mutual fund analyst Dan Culleton of Morningstar says Windsor II's manager started buying up shares of Bear last summer after the company reported trouble with two of its hedge funds that had invested in mortgage-backed securities.
He thought it looked cheap then and even bought more after former CEO James Cain stepped down.
That was just a couple of months ago, when Bear's stock was still selling for as much as $90 a share. Like Vanguard Windsor II, Legg Mason Value was another mutual fund that figured the price was a bargain.
The idea was that a lot of the bad news was always priced into the stock as they saw it. And they saw a good franchise that they thought was going to come out on the other end of this thing. Obviously, that has turned out to be quite different.
The sell-off accelerated last week as the price of Bear shares fell from $70 to just $30. By the time J.P. Morgan Chase swooped in to pick up the pieces, the price was down to just $2.
That's a very, very dramatic movement. But if you remember a few years ago, Enron unwound very quickly, and there were a lot of managers who were caught holding the bag that time.
Some disgruntled investors are looking for a way to recover what they've lost. The first class action lawsuit has already been filed, and securities lawyer Peter Burke says he's heard from dozens of investors who believe they were misled.
About 5 days ago, you have the CEO of Bear Stearns, Alan Schwartz, telling them that there's no problem with liquidity, they have a cushion, that there's nothing to worry about, and you have a lot of folks who are relying on that information. We've had an inquiry from one individual. He bought 2,000 shares. On March 14th, he sold them today, and he lost $56,000.
If it's any consolation, CEO Schwartz's own investment in Bear Stearns lost about $28 million over the weekend. For most mutual fund investors, the loss is much more diluted. Morningstar's Dan Culleton notes there may even be some upside. Both Vanguard Windsor II and Legg Mason Value have much bigger investments in J.P. Morgan Chase, and those shares were up today. Scott Horsley, NPR News.